The opinions, subjects, and entire content of the following Health Talk radio program are presented for general information and entertainment of our listening audience. Dr. Joe DePrima and the Advanced Foot Care Center do not use this radio program to prescribe or diagnose. The information contained herein may or may not be applicable to any individual case. All listeners to Health Talk are advised to consult a medical professional for specific advice about any individual case and not to rely solely on material presented on this or any other medical program. It's time for Health Talk with Dr. Joe DePrima from the Advanced Foot Care Center of Rochester.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Joe DePrima is on assignment, as they say in the industry. So right now, before your very ears, we're going to transform a dentist into a talk show host. Poof! Dr. Paul Sussman, how are you doing today?
Good evening. I'm doing great. I'm here with Bob Savage. We have a great show tonight. We have four guests. They'll be talking. Our first guest will be talking, Dr. Elliot Jacobs, who will be talking about eliminating sweating. He has a new surgical procedure that eliminates sweating and body odor. We also will be talking about why we are fearful of things we cannot see. These past few weeks with the swine flu, that's been something that everybody has been concerned about. We also have Jim Nonamaker. He's a personal trainer, owner of HC Personal Fitness, and he'll be talking about personal training. And we have a dental patient of mine, Kathy Burrows, who I've did a smile makeover a few years ago, and she'll be talking about what went on her mind, why she wanted to do it, and the process that was involved, and how it's changed her life. And
sounds like a full slate you've got.
Yes, it'll be a great evening.
So let's introduce you to the audience here a little bit. Tell them who you are. Of course, they may have heard your advertising messages on the radio over the past few months here on WYSL, but you are a long-established practitioner here in the Rochester Metro.
Right. I've practiced in Greece with my wife, Dr. Meredith Pogel, the Center for Cosmetic Dentistry. We've been there over 25 years. We practice all phases of dentistry, general dentistry, but my favorite areas are changing people's lives through cosmetics, smile makeovers. I also do a lot of TMJ type treatment, which a lot of people don't realize that people who suffer from headaches, neck pains, back aches, ear congestion, very often that's related to their bite, the way their teeth come together. And by changing the position of the teeth, we're able to eliminate years of headaches. Typical patient will come to me, they've gone through seen several physicians, had CAT scans, MRIs, and they're never able to find anything. And through a relatively simple procedure, we're able to eliminate a lot of those pains. So dentistry is, you know, something that I've become really passionate about. I have two children that are in dental school. And there's so many links to people's overall health with dentistry.
It's amazing. You don't realize all those connections are there.
Right. And typically, you know, the first 20 years of my practice, 10 years, you know, do drill, fill, standard type stuff. But there's things that are actually life-changing that really make dentistry very exciting.
Great. And we'll have contact info if people want to get in touch with you later on in the program. But
sure.
It's Dr. Paul Sussman, who is filling in for Dr. Joe tonight here on Health Talk. And if you have any comments or questions throughout the evening, of course, as always, you're invited to give us a call, 346-3000. Your Verizon Wireless contact number, star 1040. If you're Webify tonight, the toll-free number, 866-552-1009. We'll be right back on Health Talk.
Are you in pain? Is the discomfort from arthritis, joint, neck, and back pain? Sports or work injuries, fibromyalgia, or other chronic conditions getting you down? The Lattimore Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation Center near you can help you get on the road to recovery. Therapists at Lattimore's 10 convenient locations work with you and your doctor to customize a program just for you. Get ready for spring sports. You don't need to put up with shoulder and lower back pain when playing golf or softball. Get flexibility and freedom of movement for yard work or gardening. Remember, there's no waiting, no doctor referral necessary, and appointments scheduled within 24 hours of your first call in most cases. Lattimore also offers early evening and early morning appointment times. Get ready for warmer weather with the Lattimore Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation Network. 10 locations, including Mendon, Honey Falls, East Rochester, Rochester, Hilton, Greece, Geneseo, Avon, and Dansville. Aquatic Physical Therapy and Arthritis Center now open on White Spruce Boulevard in Brighton. Visit LattimorePT.com.
Dear Dr. Sussman.
Dear Dr. Sussman.
I just wanted to write to all the wonderful people who work with Dr. Sussman and Dr. Pogel at the Center for Cosmetic Dentistry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Each person in the office made me feel my smile.
Not only am I completely happy with my smile, but I feel you've been there for me with all my dentistry.
I've had several dentists in my life, but never a dentist of your caliber. You have state-of-the-art.
You keep current in your field as evidenced by your numerous diplomas and certificates, and your entire staff is really the cream of the crop.
I'm thrilled with the outcome of your skills and artistry. It's made such a difference in my life.
Dr. Sussman, Dr. Pogel, and the entire staff at the Center for Cosmetic Dentistry take great pride in providing not only advanced dental care, but extraordinary cosmetic dentistry. They love what they do and have a partnership with their patients toward long-term dental health.
For a bright, confident, beautiful smile.
Thank you, Dr. Sussman.
Thank you, Dr. Pogel.
Thank you.
Change your life. Change your smile.
For more information, call the Center for Cosmetic Dentistry at 22 Smile or visit 22-smile.com.
If you're over the age of 55, it's important to have your hearing checked yearly. Rochester Hearing and Speech Center has been serving the greater Rochester area for over 85 years and will work with you to find the solution that best meets your hearing health needs. With the latest in digital hearing aid technology and a qualified staff of 12 audiologists, Rochester Hearing and Speech Center is your sound solution. Visit them today at www.rhsc.org or at one of their three locations in Rochester, Greece, and Webster.
Downtown's locally owned neighborhood pharmacy is Our Drugs Etc., offering individual full prescription service, including automatic refill reminders, one-on-one advice, and compounding. Insurance plans are welcome, including Medicare, Medicaid, and workers' comp. Our Drugs Etc. has a full line of available home medical equipment and caters to long-term care and veterinary dispensers. Our Drugs Etc., downtown's neighborhood pharmacy. Suite 2700 in the doctor's office building on the old Genesee Hospital campus. Visit OurDrugsETC.com.
To avoid car trouble, make sure your car is ready. Stop into Monroe Muffler Brake and Service and you'll see why they're the better choice. They're close by and they don't do any work that isn't necessary. And they back it up with a 30-day best price guarantee. Trust and confidence every day the Monroe way.
Health Talk.
Yes, it's Health Talk on Whistle Radio. Dr. Joe DePrima, the 5-year host of the program, taking some well-deserved time off this summer, and in his stead, making an attempt to fill those shoes, Dr. Paul Sussman and yours truly, Bob Savage. Tonight we are talking about sweating, and Dr. Elliot Jacobs has a procedure which is, our understanding is that it's a surgical procedure in nature. So Dr. Jacobs, you have the choice between lifting your arm up and grabbing the old roll-on and rolling it on, or actually going under the knife. Why would somebody do the latter?
Well, I certainly wouldn't do it first. I think this is kind of like a last resort treatment, and the sweating we're talking about is not the usual kinds of sweating that people would get if they're in a hot place or working hard, but these are sweating problems that people have, about 3% of the population, in which there is excessive sweating, so much so that they just wet all their clothes, and it becomes both socially, physically, and emotionally difficult for them.
How common is this condition? Is this a very extraordinary type of condition, or is this something found in the general population?
Well, it's found in the general population across all ages, all races, and so forth, and it runs about 3% of the population, which is still a fair amount of people, and it hits both teenagers and adults, men and women.
Is this something that comes and goes as you get older? Or?
Well, you know, we really don't know what kicks it off. Usually, I've seen some cases where it started in middle age, in the person in their 40s and so forth. But usually, once it begins, it usually doesn't stop spontaneously. It has to be treated in some way.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the origins of, you know, when people sweat, when they perspire, and why the odor is there, and what causes this problem?
Well, each of us has approximately 3 million sweat glands on our bodies, both men and women. And there are two kinds of sweat glands, what's called eccrine sweat glands, which are distributed everywhere, and there are apocrine sweat glands, which are more concentrated in the armpits, in the groin, on the soles of the feet, and on the hands. And it's those apocrine sweat glands which can occasionally just overwork and produce excessive amounts of sweat. Now, it's a very socially debilitating kind of a problem. If you've ever shaken hands with somebody who literally has a wet hand, you probably know what I mean. And most of these people have run the gamut through all types of antiperspirants and so forth. Now, we do know that there are both over-the-counter and prescription antiperspirants, and if those work, then that's fine, then you don't need surgery. There is also a treatment which works very well in which Botox is injected either in the armpit or the palms or the soles of the feet. Yes, it is painful, but
sounds
it does
gristly.
Work. But the problem is it can be expensive because it has to be repeated. And I've had patients who have run the gamut through all of that and still have a problem, or the Botox doesn't last a long time and it gets to be cumulatively very expensive. And then that's where my surgical procedure can be considered as kind of like a last resort.
What exactly is the surgical procedure? How does that work?
Well, you have to understand the anatomy. The apocrine sweat glands, the ones that are really the ones that release huge amounts of this thick kinds of sweat, usually in the armpit, extend a bit beyond the undersurface of the skin into the fat, and that is why they are a bit more vulnerable. And what we do is make a tiny, tiny nick in the skin in the armpit area. The nick is about 3 millimeters, which is about half of about an eighth of an inch. And through that, we insert a very slender metal tube, which has kind of like an abrasive end on it. And we run it back and forth under the skin with suction. And the suction actually removes the sweat glands. Now, it doesn't remove every single one of them. What it will do is reduce the amount of excessive sweating by anywhere from 60 to 70%.
Is that immediate? Do you see that outcome?
No, it's not immediate because there are, there's healing after any surgery, including this. So that, you know, there's going to be a little swelling, a little bruising, a little numbness. It takes probably a week to 10 days until everything goes down and you start to see the improvements in the reduction of sweating.
High degree of success with this procedure?
I've been very pleased with it. My patients have all come back and said they were very, very excited about it because, as I said, it's kind of like a last resort and there's not much else left.
Are there any side effects to the procedure?
No, none at all. None that I can know of. I mean, other than the fact that it is a minor surgical operation and there is some healing afterwards, I've not had any infections. I've not had any blood clots. It's been a very safe procedure.
So it's less invasive than liposuction? It sounds like a liposuction-type procedure.
Well, it's a modification. Actually, that's how I kind of developed it. It is a modification of liposuction. We're actually using similar kind of liposuction instruments, but instead of staying deep under the skin as we do in traditional liposuction, what we actually do is scrape the undersurface of the skin. So we are right underneath the skin layer itself. We're not deep at all.
Does this need to be done like in their hands if somebody's hands sweat a lot? Or?
Well, unfortunately, there is no surgical procedure for hand sweating. The only thing that I would use is either Botox, which works very well, but has to be repeated. And the only other alternative, which is surgical, is called an endoscopic sympathectomy, in which certain nerves that control the sweating in the arms are cut. And this has its own particular problems. It does work, yes, but then you can get compensatory sweating in other areas of the body. So what it does is shift the sweating from one area to another.
We're talking with Dr. Elliot Jacobs on Health Talk tonight. We're talking about the new, quote, sweat lipo procedure to reduce excessive sweating and body odor. So, Dr. Jacobs, what kind of responses have you had from patients who've undergone this procedure? What kind of impact has there been on their lives?
Well, I think it's been a major impact. They've all come back to me and said that they've had a reduction in sweating. It's actually helped them in many ways. The stories that come to me are not to be believed, because a lot of people don't talk about this. They don't talk about this problem to others. They don't share it with anybody. They kind of suffer in silence. But the people who deal with this on a day-in and day-out basis soak through their shirts. They have to carry several changes of clothing for the day. They have to be wearing pads to absorb the sweat underneath. Sometimes if there is, in the middle of the day, there is bacterial overgrowth of the sweat, and so that contributes to odor, and so that can be a problem as well. It's a problem socially, professionally, physically, and these people are very, very happy. They have been relieved of a very difficult burden.
Covered by insurance in many cases or not?
No, unfortunately it's not. You can try. I mean, I certainly have put forth insurance claims for people, but unfortunately this is a new procedure, a new take on treating this particular problem, and insurance companies are really not your friend. They don't want to spend money on your behalf if they don't have to.
Don't we know about that, Paul?
Sure. Are there some diseases that cause a lot of sweating, hyperhidrosis?
Well, not in the same locations. There may be some diseases that can cause, you know, elevated temperature and then cause generalized sweating of the body, but there really aren't any specific diseases that cause localized sweating as profuse as what we're talking about, no.
Dr. Elliot Jacobs, we're out of time on this segment, but we do want to pass along your contact information if people have family members or perhaps they themselves are suffering from this condition called hyperhidrosis, might be interested in your sweat lipo procedure, how to contact you.
For sure. You can call my office at area code 212-570-6080. I'm in the middle of Manhattan on Park Avenue. Or you can send an email for information. It's info@DrElliotJacobs, ElliotJacobs.com.
All right, Dr. Jacobs, thanks very much for being on Health Talk tonight.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Coming up next, we're talking fears and what scares you the most in life on Health Talk.
Eyes on Rochester. State-of-the-art ophthalmology with a staff that cares, that's close to you. Dr. Ralph Viola is a corneal specialist, a Rochester native, and a graduate of Georgetown University. He and his staff at Eyes on Rochester invite you to experience friendly, personalized eye care. Eyes on Rochester performs routine eye exams, contact lens exams, LASIK, cataract surgery, and corneal transplants. They can look for changes due to diabetes, glaucoma, macular degeneration, and dry eyes, among others. Eyes on Rochester has a big selection of stylish frames and the newest lens materials for your glasses or contact lenses. Come into Eyes on Rochester and browse their comprehensive optical boutique and see what Eyes on Rochester can do for you. Eyes on Rochester, now located at 1157 Fairport Road, Suite 201 in Fairport. Call Eyes on Rochester at 586-9900. That's 586-9900. Or visit them at eyesonrochester.com.
Did you know that Rochester Hearing and Speech Center has been serving our community for over 85 years? With a highly professional and educated staff of 12 audiologists, they will work with you to determine the best hearing aid for your needs. RHSC is a nonprofit agency and will spend as much time as necessary with each and every client to make sure your individual needs are met. They were voted Best Hearing Aid Center in the 2008 Democrat and Chronicle Rochester Choice Awards. They have the newest in digital hearing aid technology, as well as the HearTech Room, where you can purchase the latest in assistive listening devices. If you're over the age of 55, it's important to get your hearing checked yearly. Improving your hearing health will in turn improve the quality of your life. Visit Rochester Hearing and Speech Center today in Greece at 3199 Westridge Road, or at their other two locations in Rochester and Webster. Check them out on the web at www.rhsc.org.
To avoid car trouble, make sure your car's ready. Stop into Monroe Muffler Brake and Service and you'll see why they're the better choice. They're close by and they don't do any work that isn't necessary. And they back it up with a 30-day best price guarantee. Trust and confidence every day the Monroe way.
Back at the hardware store again?
Yeah, getting another gallon of fresh paint. These tenants smoke two packs a day, and boy, it smells bad.
Tell me about it. I've spent $500 this month repainting and steam cleaning carpets. The smoke smell just won't come out.
I could really save a lot if my tenants stopped smoking in their apartments.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be so worried about cigarettes starting a fire.
Landlords, you have the right to make your property smoke-free. Call the Tobacco Action Partnership of Livingston County and learn how going smoke-free will reduce repair costs and the risk of fires. Call 243-70
Health Talk.
And we are back on this evening's program, and my good friend and co-host, Dr. Paul Sussman, is here.
Well, we're here to talk with W.E.D. Wilson. He's the author of The Prophecy's Child, The Unseen. He's here to talk about why we're fearful of things we can't see. Good evening, Mr. Wilson. Will.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
So why are all these panics start with swine flu a few years back, cell phone batteries causing cancer? What makes everybody start to panic so quickly?
Well, I think the only way really to combat fear is with knowledge. And once you have the knowledge, then you can address it. I know there's been several products, don't take too much aspirin, you know, cell phones, you mentioned that, butter, you can't use butter. I mean, and if you have the knowledge to back that up, you find out that maybe some of them are real, maybe some of them aren't.
And knowledge isn't fun. Panicking seems to, people like to hear about, you know, rumors and things spread pretty quickly. Your book, The Prophecy Child, The Unseen, how does that relate to this type of fears?
Well, excuse me, I got the idea probably about 25 years ago, kind of thinking along the lines of the invisible that we can't see. And then that hit me square in the face with my son, who's has cerebral palsy. And his special needs, and let's see, 5 years ago, he lost his kidneys, and we needed to put him on dialysis and wait for a donor. And the absolute terror that followed, his mother and I watched him die on the operating table. So it took a lot of research. It took a lot of studying, and quite frankly, a lot of time with the priest. And once I had knowledge about it, we could tackle it. But prior to that, it was terrifying.
Well, Will, are we talking about the fear of things that we don't see, or are we talking about the fear of things we don't understand? Because they may be different.
Yes, they are different, but mostly what we don't see. The swine flu. Everybody was terrified. I mean, you look on the news and you see everybody walking around cities with masks on. You can't see it. You don't know if it's going to hit you. You don't know if at all. But you're terrified that it's going to catch up with you. And then, of course, once with a little bit of knowledge and time, we find out that it wasn't that bad.
Well, don't you think a lot of that was media fueled? to a large extent?
Precisely. You know, I think years gone by, the flu comes and goes. And obviously it's horrible. We lose a lot of lives every year. I think last year they said 36,000 people. But, you know, precautions, and you take care of the elderly and the very young. But, yeah, it's horrible, but why increase the panic?
Well, I think one of the things, Dr. Paul Sussman will have a couple of questions here in a second, too, but I think that the thing that caught everybody's attention about the quote, swine flu scare was the fact that it seemed to cut across the demographic lines that are typically define the victims of influenza. Namely, you mentioned them, those with suppressed immune function, the elderly, children, so on and so forth, because they were young, healthy, adult people who were claimed by this.
Right.
I think the internet, the technology that's available today, I think it spreads mass panic a lot more rapidly than in prior years. I think that's a contributing factor. What do you think?
Well, there's a lot of good sites on the internet, but you know, as I was doing research for the book, I found out that there's just as many bad sites. So, you know, once again, knowledge. I have a friend who's a doctor, and you know, I talked with him extensively, and you know, he put a lot of fears to rest, and of course, ignited a few others. But yeah, knowledge.
So you personally were fearful about the swine flu?
No, actually, I wasn't. Why, I don't know. It certainly doesn't mean that I'm any braver or any smarter than the next guy. I just wasn't. It's mostly, I guess, just thinking about the past.
W.E.D. Wilson is on the line on Health Talk tonight. He's talking about his book, Prophecy's Child, The Unseen, and addressing what scares you the most in life. Will, you know, it occurs to me that there's all kinds of people who have all kinds of fears that you have. You know, like most of us, the garden variety, we're afraid of the non-existent critters under the bed when we're small. And we all have phobias, and we're all frightened by various different things. But then you also have people who have irrational fears. So what tools does your book place in the hands of the everyday listener to cope with everyday fears?
Well, again, my book, again, knowledge, but my book proceeds down the path of more religiously based knowledge. But it's tied in with my son. The central character in there is a little 7-year-old girl. The parents don't know what the problem is with her. They enlist the aid of a doctor, and he helps them through it. But it's just the abject fear, the complete, total panic that a parent would have, which is what I went through with my youngest boy.
You know, what sources do you use to differentiate, you know, what we should be fearful of? I mean, a lot of people are afraid of flying. You know, when there's a plane crash, people say, oh, I don't want to fly anymore. I mean, what approach is the best approach in dealing with these types of people?
Well, I can only speak to me and the people I've had experiences with. I'm an acrophobic. I guess once an acrophobic, always an acrophobic. And years ago, I know where it started. I can pinpoint the day almost. My father, and please don't misunderstand, I'm not accusing him of doing anything wrong. He was just enjoying the sights and put me on the handrail. I was only about 5 years old, and put me on the handrail of the Coulee Dam, Grand Coulee Dam, and I looked down, and that was it. And even now, you know, if I go up in a tall building, knees start to shake. I had to take care of that, and the way I addressed it was, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I took up skydiving. I had to address it, and I had to attack it full frontal.
Yeah, desensitization, yeah. I believe that's called.
Precisely, yes.
Right. All right. Well, listen, Will, we're out of time, but we want to thank you for joining us on this segment. We've been talking with W.E.D. Wilson, addressing what scares you the most in life with his book, Prophecy's Child, The Unseen. And, Will, that's available at all major bookstores?
It's online. You can get it at all the sites are on my website. It's www.theprophecieschild.com.
All right. Thanks very much for being with us.
More to come
here on Health Talk.
Watts of news power every day. You're listening to WYSL1040.com. WYSL. And WYSL 1040 Avon Rochester.
Hi, this is Dr. Joe DiPrima, host of WYSL's Health Talk and director of the Advanced Foot Care Center in Rochester. Foot problems such as heel and arch pain, flat feet, painful bunions, hammer toes, knee, hip, and back pain are usually caused by faulty foot alignment. The best treatment in most cases, custom foot orthotics. Our state-of-the-art gait scan system captures 2 and 3D images of your feet while you walk, providing instantaneous feedback and dynamic evaluation of your feet to create custom orthotics right for you. At the Advanced Foot Care Center of Rochester, we can provide the best custom-tailored treatment to relieve your foot pain, avoid costly surgery, and even enhance athletic performance. Our custom orthotics will fit in your existing shoes and can even be made for women's high-heel dress shoes. So don't buy overpriced, off-the-shelf arch supports from chain stores that do not work. Get foot pain relief with custom orthotics made with the state-of-the-art gait scan system. Call us at the Advanced Foot Care Center of Rochester, 249-0020, 249-0020, or on the web at advancedfootcare.net.
Are you in pain? Is the discomfort from arthritis, joint, neck, and back pain, sports or work injuries, fibromyalgia, or other chronic conditions getting you down? The Lattimore Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation Center near you can help you get on the road to recovery. Therapists at Lattimore's 10 convenient locations work with you and your doctor to customize a program just for you. Get ready for spring sports. You don't need to put up with shoulder and lower back pain when playing golf or softball. Get flexibility and freedom of movement for yard work or gardening. Remember, there's no waiting, no doctor referral necessary, and appointments scheduled within 24 hours of your first call in most cases. Lattimore also offers early evening and early morning appointment times. Get ready for warmer weather with the Lattimore Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation Network. 10 locations, including Mendon, Honeyeye Falls, East Rochester, Rochester, Hilton, Greece, Geneseo, Avon, and Dansville. Aquatic Physical Therapy and Arthritis Center now open on White Spruce Boulevard in Brighton. Visit LattimorePT.com.
If you suffer from headaches, if you're tired of putting your life on hold, popping pills for headaches that just keep coming back, listen closely. Did you ever think this could be related to your bite? It's called TMJ, and Drs. Pogel and Sussman at the Center for Cosmetic Dentistry can help. TMJ can cause everything from head and neck pain to ear congestion. If this sounds like you, call the Center for Cosmetic Dentistry at 22-SMILE. Put an end to the pain. See the Center for Cosmetic Dentistry in the Grease Ridge Center today.
Downtown's locally owned neighborhood pharmacy is Our Drugs Etc., offering individual full prescription service, including automatic refill reminders, one-on-one advice, and compounding. Insurance plans are welcome, including Medicare, Medicaid, and workers' comp. Our Drugs Etc. has a full line of available home medical equipment and caters to long-term care and veterinary dispensers. Our Drugs Etc., downtown's neighborhood pharmacy. Suite 2700 in the doctor's office building on the old Genesee Hospital campus. Visit OurDrugsETC.com.
Health Talk.
Moving right along here on Health Talk this evening, taking you behind the scenes here a little bit. Dr. Paul Sussman's in the studio helping us co-host this week. See? Now, that's an example of what do you do, Paul, when you get somebody on that you're interviewing who makes absolutely no sense? See? That's what you do is, you know, you give them a little rope, then you give them a little bit more rope, and then you do what's called letting the calf have all the rope.
I guess that's what those buttons are for.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the buttons are for, and hopefully our listeners didn't use theirs. But it's very interesting. His answer about confronting your fears is knowledge. So we asked Webb Wilson, well, where do you go to get this knowledge? He said the internet. So just for laughs, during the break, we Googled confronting fears. And I think you may be old and gray by the time you've confronted all your fears if you use the internet to sort them out, because there are 1,600,000 sites that Google sends you to. But anyway, we're moving right along. You got somebody else interesting in the studio.
Right. With us tonight is Jim Nonnemaker. He's owner of HC Personal Fitness. Jim holds strength and conditioning specialist and personal trainer certifications from the National Strength and Conditioning Association. And he's a certified yoga instructor and a New York State licensed massage therapist. So, Jim, how long have you been a personal trainer?
I've been doing this for 4 years, and after that I formed my company, but I've been very active physically most of my life.
Why personal training, fitness career?
It's part of who I am. Like I said, I've been active most of my life. I've been running since 1978, lifting weights since the 80s, been cycling, backpacking, swimming. I'm just one of those strange people that actually enjoys being physically active.
So what exactly does a personal trainer do? It must be more than counting sets and reps.
Yeah, we do a lot more than that. It's part science and part art. The science is knowing how the body adapts to exercise, which exercises to use to get that adaptation. You also need to know how to design a safe program for your clients and teach them how to use proper form during the lifts. And that's the biggest part and most important part of the job, I think.
So part of your job is to teach your clients how to exercise safely and correctly, right?
Correct. A personal trainer that doesn't know what he's doing can cause serious injury and possibly permanent injury to his clients. So it's really important to teach them what to do correctly.
A lot of times when I'm working in the gym, you know, I see people lifting weights and moaning and groaning. And, I mean, do a lot of people exercise unsafely?
Unfortunately, all too often. I see a lot of common errors. For instance, men in general try and lift too much weight. That can lead to bad form, and people use bad form all the time. And bad form can come from using too much weight. Women tend to lift too little weight or not enough weight. And the other mistake people make is lifting the same weight or using the same exercise program for months on end without any change. And then they wonder why they're not getting any stronger or fitter. Another common mistake is not using a full range of motion during the lift. And a big one, the last one, doing too much too soon.
So if I have an injury or aches or pains, should I start a fitness program or should I wait to start feeling better?
It all depends. If you have an injury and it's no longer in what we call the acute stage, which is 24 to 72 hours from when you were injured, it should be all right to get back into your program or start a program. But you'll need to start easy, possibly talk to your doctor, and most importantly, listen to your body. And before you start any exercise session, you should have a warm-up of 5 to 10 minutes, enough to break a sweat. And if during that warm-up period or after the warm-up period you still feel sore where you were injured, it probably be best to call it a day. Another option at that point might be to say your knee or ankle was what was injured. Do an upper body exercise program or a workout that won't put any stress on the injured area. I really like deep water running or walking. And the other thing is that you never, ever exercise if you have a chest cold or flu symptoms. And if you do have a cold or flu symptoms, wait 1 to 2 weeks until you're free of symptoms before you start getting back into your program.
Why is that, Jim?
If you have a chest cold or any kind of viral infection and you exercise hard, you put yourself at risk for pericarditis, which is a viral infection of the heart. And you definitely don't want that.
You said that exercising incorrectly can lead to injury or long-term problems. Could you talk to us about how to exercise, if done correctly, how that promotes good health?
Sure, but I'd like to break that up into the benefits of both resistance or strength training and cardiovascular training. With resistance training, you're likely to see an increase in fat-free mass or muscle and bone mass. Your muscular strength is going to increase. Your endurance and power should also increase, as well as the strength of your tendons and ligaments. All this happens, but it doesn't happen overnight. It's during the first 8 weeks of a resistance training program that you're going to see possibly a lot of improved strength, But this is due to neuromuscular adaptations. Essentially, your brain and muscles learning how to work better together. If you continue the program over time, you'll see the other benefits. There is also some recent evidence that indicates that resistance training can be a benefit in controlling diabetes and lower your LDL or bad cholesterols. Cardiovascular training, we've all heard about that, and that can lower your blood pressure, your LDL, increase your good HDL cholesterol, and lower your resting heart rate. Again, you need to maintain a program to see these results. Resistance training and fitness program, aerobic fitness program, can help strengthen bones. So a well-designed program should be of interest to anyone that's been diagnosed with osteopenia or osteoporosis.
So we need to keep exercising to stay healthy, right?
That's right. You may think that sounds a lot like a lot of work, but it really isn't. A good brisk walk, 30 minutes a day, is going to do a lot to keep you healthy. We need to remember, however, that any time invested in exercising, whether it's 30 minutes or longer, is a whole lot better than living with diabetes or heart disease.
So if I exercise 30 minutes a day, well, I'd be healthy?
It's going to help. What I tell clients is that you can have a really great workout in the gym, go home and eat a pint of Ben and Jerry's or some cheesecake, and you just destroyed all your gym work for the day. What you really need to do and what's important is to change your lifestyle so that a fitness program becomes part of your life. That way it isn't something you have to do. It becomes something you want to do. Exercise becomes a part of your daily routine.
So if I exercise, you know, an hour or 2 hours a day, it could somebody exercise too much, or
Yeah, you can definitely exercise too much. For the general public, people wanting to get fit cardiovascularly or just improve their strength, 1 hour a day is fine, and you really shouldn't exercise more than that in one session. For people that want to participate in endurance events like a marathon, then some of the workouts need to be longer. And exercise over a long period of time too much can lead to overtraining.
What is that? What's overtraining?
Overtraining is both a physical and a psychological condition that results in loss of fitness, loss of strength, loss of endurance. And there's a lot of other psychological and other physical changes that you'll see, and they're not good changes.
Are these the guys that we see at the gym, we call them muscle heads? They're there, they're grunting, they're yelling, they're lifting, they're sweating.
Not necessarily. They're working out a lot, but as long as their body adapts to it and they're getting enough rest, they can continue doing that. A lot of times what people will call overtraining is also called underrest. And so it's a condition where, let's say you're an Olympic athlete or trying to try out for the Olympic trials, and they're working, running 100 miles more a week, and it's just too much, and their body essentially breaks down from not enough rest.
Interesting. So it looks like we're just about out of time. So if somebody wants to get started with a personal training regime, you know, how would they go about contacting you? Or
You can contact me on my cell phone. That's area code 585-281-2823. Or you can contact me by email. It's my name, James Nonamaker, at frontiernet.net.
Thank you for coming in.
Let's spell that Nonamaker for us there, Jim, real quick.
Nonnemacher.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Paul. We'll be back. You're listening to Health Talk on WYSL and WYSL1040.com.
Eyes on Rochester. State-of-the-art ophthalmology with a staff that cares, that's close to you. Dr. Ralph Viola is a corneal specialist, a Rochester native, and a graduate of Georgetown University. He and his staff at Eyes on Rochester invite you to experience friendly, personalized eye care. Eyes on Rochester performs routine eye exams, contact lens exams, LASIK, cataract surgery, and corneal transplants. They can look for changes due to diabetes, glaucoma, macular degeneration, and dry eyes, among others. Eyes on Rochester has a big selection of stylish frames and the newest lens materials for your glasses or contact lenses. Come into Eyes on Rochester and browse their comprehensive optical boutique and see what Eyes on Rochester can do for you. Eyes on Rochester, now located at 1157 Fairport Road, Suite 201 in Fairport. Call Eyes on Rochester at 586-9900. That's 586-9900. Or visit them at eyesonrochester.com.
Back at the hardware store again?
Yeah, getting another gallon of fresh paint. These tenants smoke two packs a day, and boy, it smells bad.
Tell me about it. I've spent $500 this month repainting and steam cleaning carpets. The smoke smell just won't come out.
I could really save a lot if my tenants stopped smoking in their apartments.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be so worried about cigarettes starting a fire.
Landlords, you have the right to make your property smoke-free. Call the Tobacco Action Partnership of Livingston County and learn how going smoke-free will reduce repair costs and the risk of fires. Call 243-7500.
Hi, this is Dr. Joe DiPrima, host of WYSL's Health Talk and director of the Advanced Foot Care Center in Rochester. Foot problems such as heel and arch pain, flat feet, painful bunions, hammer toes, knee, hip, and back pain are usually caused by faulty foot alignment. The best treatment in most cases, custom foot orthotics. Our state-of-the-art gait scan system captures 2 and 3D images of your feet while you walk, providing instantaneous feedback and dynamic evaluation of your feet to create custom orthotics right for you. At the Advanced Foot Care Center of Rochester, we can provide the best custom-tailored treatment to relieve your foot pain, avoid costly surgery, and even enhance athletic performance. Our custom orthotics will fit in your existing shoes and can even be made for women's high-heel dress shoes. So don't buy overpriced, off-the-shelf arch supports from chain stores that do not work. Get foot pain relief with custom orthotics made with the state-of-the-art gait scan system. Call us at the Advanced Foot Care Center of Rochester, 249-0020, 249-0020, or on the web at advancedfootcare.net.
Shed the pounds and lose the inches. Get healthier and fitter while feeling better about yourself. Healing Point Hypnosis works. Once you've completed the program, you get a lifetime of support free. Visit LoseWeightRochester.com. That's LoseWeightRochester.com.
To avoid car trouble, make sure your car is ready. Stop into Monroe Muffler Brake and Service and you'll see why they're the better choice. They're close by and they don't do any work that isn't necessary. And they back it up with a 30-day best price guarantee. Trust and confidence every day the Monroe way.
Health Talk.
Next on Health Talk, Dr. Paul Sussman, our intrepid co-host this week, introduces us to one of his friends, Paul.
Yeah, Kathy has been a friend, a patient, and actually works for us, you know, part-time, but she's primarily a flight attendant for United Airlines. And about 5 years ago, you know, Kathy came to me and she wanted to get veneers on her teeth. And so, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Dr. Sussman. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Kathy, tell us, you know, what led you to decide to have veneers on your teeth?
Well, I've never been happy with my teeth. I had noticed that over the years my teeth became very short and they were very gray in color. My lower teeth also were getting crowded and crooked and just unsightly. I had a lot of old fillings that were discolored as well, and it just wasn't a pretty picture. And the fact that I work with the public day in and day out, I was very self-conscious. I'm a very upbeat, happy individual, and I smile a lot. But it was affecting how I felt about myself. So I knew it was time to do something, but what? And then Dr. Sussman and Dr. Pogel had mentioned that I might be a good candidate for veneers. And, of course, it made me feel great that they're also extensively trained. They had affiliations with LVI, which is a very prestigious dental school for cosmetic dentistry. So that's how we got the process rolling.
The rest is history.
Hey, Paul, somebody who has that gray color that was, that's not really... That kind of patient would not be a candidate for whitening.
Right, right. Gray is more difficult to whiten. And when we're looking for a really beautiful smile, You really need to do more than just whitening. The shapes of her teeth were slightly crooked. There's a photo of her teeth before. And so she really needed something more. And Kathy, nobody smiles more than Kathy does. And she really needed something that to make her smile pop. So, so Kathy, then, you know, once we went ahead with the process, you know, tell us about, you know, the process from a patient's perspective. What was that like?
Well, it was a terrific experience, I have to say, and relatively painless. The first appointment was to take impressions of my teeth to make what's called the wax up, or models, if you will, of what your teeth will look like with the veneers. And because my teeth were less than ideal, Dr. Sussman had complete control over the shape, size, and color at that time. So when he presented the wax-ups to me, I couldn't believe that my teeth would ever look that good. I think I even screamed.
I remember
so
that appointment. I remember that. Yes.
Probably other people in the office did, too. They were screaming.
Oh, my God. How could they ever
What's he doing to her in there?
But then after when, as I said, after the wax-ups came through, I was thrilled, and we gave the okay. Then Dr. Sussman sent them to the dental lab, and about 2 weeks later, I had the appointment for the prep.
Right, so at that appointment, that's when we shape the teeth. We remove tooth structure where we don't want there to be tooth structure and create space for the porcelain. And that was a relatively long procedure, but it's we work on the outside of the tooth, so it's usually not an uncomfortable procedure. So, I mean, that's probably the most difficult part of the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Yes, I was excited. I felt like I was going to get a facelift. So it's a little different when you're having elective procedures done. But it took about 3 hours. I received Novocaine. I really had no discomfort. I just was relaxing in the chair, very comfortable. And before I knew it, it was time to put the temporaries on.
Right. And when you saw the temporaries, what were your thoughts?
I thought, these must be the permanents. Are you sure these are the temporaries? Because they looked so good, and it was exactly like the wax up.
Right, that's one of the reasons that we do the temporaries. The temporaries are based on those models that you were talking about with the wax, so you get a sneak preview of how the permanent ones are going to look, and that gives us the opportunity to change things if the patient doesn't like the way they look, if they think their teeth are too short or too long. It's easy for us to change them before they're done in porcelain. So
so how long does the patient usually wear the temps?
Usually a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks.
Okay, just sort of get used to looking at that new look.
Right.
The new smile.
Right.
And everything.
At that point, if there's something they want to change. Because occasionally I'll get patients that come into my office that have had veneers done very recently, but they say, yeah, I really don't like these. This is not what I thought they were going to be. And we end up having to redo them. And but this eliminates that surprise at the end.
That's a rare occurrence, though, isn't it? Because there's such a dramatic difference.
Well, usually, I mean, these are patients from other offices, and you know, a lot of times patients have something in their mind that they're looking for. They're looking to look like some celebrity, or they're looking for something. And if that's not communicated to the dentist, then, you know, there's the patient's not really happy at the end. So, you know, how is this, you know, once we got the permanent ones on, how's this affected your life?
Well, it's really transformed my life, Dr. Sussman, and I have you and Dr. Pogel to thank for that. I get compliments everywhere I go, and people say, wow, your teeth are so white and beautiful. Do you use white strips? And I chuckle to myself. Sometimes I'll say, yes, or most of the time I'll admit that they're porcelain veneers because I just think they're great, and I think a lot of people could benefit from them. My confidence has soared. People tell me that I look younger. It's taken years off my face. I am a big coffee drinker, and the beauty of it is that they do not stain. They're impervious to stain. And
coffee, red wine, any of those things?
No, it does nothing stains.
Yeah, and really, I never realized how much people looked at my teeth before because of all the compliments I get. It's been about 5 years now, and I have had no problems whatsoever. And I attribute that to the incredible skill of Dr. Sussman and Dr. Pogel. So if you're a person, you're searching for a solution to a troubled smile, and you want a quick, instant result, porcelain veneers are your answer.
Thank you.
He's blushing, people. He's like,
I didn't pay beside him.
He's beside
not because they work for him. Either.
Of course not.
No.
It's, yeah. Now you mentioned that you were in the chair for 3 hours.
Yes,
it's a long time to be sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Sussman doesn't sing to you, does he?
You wouldn't
good.
Want me to sing to
him. He's very talented, yeah.
No, singing is not one of them.
Okay, just checking.
We do have music, though, at the chair, and the people could choose what type of music they like or listen to WYSL.
Which is music. It's music-free radio.
So, at a later time, we also did your husband. He was so thrilled with your results.
Yes,
and
yes.
Patrick went through a similar type procedure.
Yes, he did. And he's been very pleased with his as well. I think his teeth were in worse shape than mine. And now he looks great. People notice it all the time and are always complimenting him as well.
So do you find there's a tendency if your teeth aren't exactly maybe the best-looking teeth in the world, if you tend to sort of shove that problem aside, maybe you desensitize yourself to it, maybe you don't look at yourself in the mirror very much when you're brushing your teeth or whatever. So it's maybe an insidious kind of... Paul, you can talk about this a little bit. Do you get that kind of behavior from people?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, people rationalize, what they want. In fact, a few years ago, we did an extreme makeover with a plastic surgeon. And on the person that we did her teeth. He did breast augmentation and some liposuction. And then he said to us later, what really made the biggest difference in her was her smile. That's what was most noticeable. And that actually disturbed him.
Was there an aha moment for you that came when you just decided one day that, I'm going to do something about my teeth? Did something happen or was it just you just arrived at the process?
I'd say there was probably an aha moment. I had seen the wonderful results from some of our patients that they had experienced. And I also, a patient had said, well, if you work for a dentist, why are your teeth not as beautiful as those pictures?
Ah, the old Shoemaker's children syndrome, right? Got it. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in tonight. We're running out of time here, Paul. We're coming up on the end of the program, but you may want to give your contact info because we teased for that at the beginning of the show.
Sure.
Because by now, of course, they're all in love with you, and they want you to work on them.
I would urge anyone to give Dr. Sussman a call. You won't regret it.
It's a love feast in the studio.
With Kathy, everything is always a love feast. I could be reached at 22-SMILE-227-6453. Our website is www.22-SMILE.com. And we're in Greece Ridge Center in Greece.
Sounds good. Okay. Thanks very much, Paul. Appreciate you coming in and helping us out with Health Talk this week on WYSL. So you've done your first hour as a semi-radio host.
Well, I'm still alive. Didn't have a heart attack.
You're not considering any career change anytime soon?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Hey, thanks very much for listening. We'll catch you again next week on Health Talk on WYSL and WYSL1040.com.
If you have comments or questions about tonight's Health Talk program, contact Dr. Joe DePrima of the Advanced Foot Care Centers of Rochester at 249-0020 or email healthtalk@WYSL1040.com. Be sure to listen again for Health Talk.